All right, call the meeting back to order. Brings us to item 8, Executive Director Comments. Mr. Leonard?
Yes, Chair. Very quickly, I have an update on a few projects that we're working on. First, I would like to let the board know that the Northwest Arctic Borough has requested to discuss our letter of December 16th, 2011, which was a letter that we sent to their mayor stating that we would be receptive to look at the possible purchase by Northwest Arctic Borough of an equity position in the DMTS project. That was the one where we stated that we would look at a possible sale of one-third of the original investment in DMTS. We have met with them twice. The chair and a management team went up to Cotsview just last Wednesday, I believe, Chair.
Mm-hmm.
And we met with the mayor. It was actually a very productive meeting. Northwest Arctic Borough has hired a financial advisor, Guggenheim Investments, to assist the borough in analyzing a potential equity position and how they would finance it. We've been working with them. We gave them updated cash flows of the project. Again, I said the meeting was productive in the fact that I think we set the floor and the groundwork of moving forward with these discussions. For example, we really gave what both parties would need to look at in this. Ada said, and stated that we need to get an equitable consideration for the position. If they purchase it, the transaction can't impair our ability to meet our mission. And again, we would not take this transaction could not result in a loss on our financial statements. And they went through what they were looking at and the possible structures that they may be able to participate in. And then after that, we agreed that we would provide them any assistance on information they needed, and they would come back to the board and the chair with a potential, term sheet, and that we could discuss, move forward with discussions on that.
I think it was more of an expression of interest, maybe. Or something that's not quite a term sheet. Yeah.
Or a combination of something in that area that would actually give us something that we could work with them on. And also from that point, we actually had a very good discussion and potential partnerships and the development of resources in that area, such as a port, the road to Ambler, and potential expansion of the DMTS project through the development of the lift deposit. So it was more laying the groundwork to move forward with discussions. And Chair, I'd pass it on to you if you'd like to.
I think you did. The only thing I'd add is that the level of involvement and expertise and professionalism that Mayor Jewell has brought to this potential transaction is palatable. You really feel like they're putting resources behind this. So I feel like, you know, this has been a couple of years at least since I've been dealing with this issue, and it seems like it's to a point where potentially we've got enough of a communication that there's maybe something here. So I'm optimistic after our trip last week.
Any questions on that, Court? Then, really quickly, we're
Mr.
moving.
Joel, excuse me, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I would want to make sure that we're in front of this action, and that that there be put together a single sheet, or however many needed, but a single explanation of why we want to proceed with this transaction and how it benefits the people of Alaska. Simple bullet points that I can refer to. I would want to be in front of that, and I want to understand it. And I want to, where I can, if possible, provide leverage so that they own up to their responsibilities to fund education as the rest of organized Alaska is, which of course they have done, not done simply through legislative legislative intervention, I guess is the best word. So I want to know why we're doing it and why it's in the interest of the people of Alaska. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wilkie.
And we can prepare that and have that ready for the next board meeting as we get more information from the borough, too, Chair. Thank you, Gary.
Anything else?
Yeah. Oh.
Nothing here. Go ahead.
Okay. Very quickly, we are moving forward with the Ambler project. We've started. DOT has transferred their contract from Dow to us, so we are starting the NEPA and EIS work on the road to Ambler. We have started taking over responsibility for, again, as Link is doing on the road to Umiak, the stakeholder relations. We have met with Doyon, and I wish Mark was here. We met with some village corporations. We've been up to Northwest Arctic Borough, Kotzebue, with meetings with the Unit 23 hunting area and how roads affect the caribou migration, and that went really well. We're in partnership with DOT, DNR, and with Nova Copper. Again, the borough, not the borough, excuse me, the legislature transferred $8.8 million to us next year to move forward the EIS and NEPA process, and we'll keep the board apprised of that project moving forward. We are also meeting with Skagway, and we believe by the end of June we'll have a lease extension for the ore terminal. The term is out to 2050. Again, we're moving forward with Eagle on the reimbursement agreement. I believe they've signed that agreement. We're working with Chieftain, and we'll have more to report in June on that project. And we are also still going through the due diligence process with Brooks Range on the oil processing facility. And we believe that we'll have something to the board in July on that. So June and July are going to be busy board meetings moving forward. And that's all I have for Ted, Chair.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Wilkin.
Ted, refresh my memory, two items regarding Ambler Road. They decided to, the road goes east to the Hall Road, and has the decision been made whether it will be a public road or a restricted access road?
Gary, on that, as we go through the NEPA and EIS, we will be looking at all the routes, and then a route would be decided through that process. So there hasn't been a route decided yet. And also through that EIS and NEPA process, we will be looking and going forward with a recommendation on what type of access that road would have.
Okay. All right, so the direction hasn't been determined. I was wrong.
I would say, Gary, that, you know, I think everyone can say that the route to the east, to the Dalton Highway, is the probable route just based on the cost differential that, as you go through the EIS process, and definitely not an expert on that, you have to explore the different alternatives and make a recommendation through that process.
Okay, thank you for that help. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Other questions from the board? Nope, not seeing any. All right. Looks like we've got a regularly scheduled meeting for June 25th. I understand perhaps AEA won't be available for a meeting that day, or we may have to reschedule AEA's meeting, but I don't think we need to reschedule AIDA's meeting.
You don't mind if they're on separate?
I don't believe that I don't believe that that's going to happen right now. Let me stay tuned and I'll get more out to the board. Okay, with that, board comments. Mr. Wilkin, you have any comments?
No, other than the 25th may create a problem for me, and I'm going to check with my better half. I'll let you know, but I'll just throw it out that perhaps we could move it to 26 or 27. But don't do anything, please, unless it creates a problem with others. And let me work it from this end. And no news, I'm on for the 25th of June. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Sheldon?
Mr. Chair, I would be appreciative of my comments from earlier in the AEA meeting were brought forward to this position in the 8 minutes with regard to Valerie Walker and her departure. She's not here right now, but her services are really terrific to this authority. And I would like that recognized in these minutes, too.
Thank you. Mr. Hughes?
The only comment is June 25th is a no show for me.
Oh, looks like we may be moving ahead.
Well, I just put that out. I wouldn't want to change it just for me, but if there
is
are...
26th or 27th good?
They get a little better.
A little better?
A little bit better. Yeah. But the 25th is a no-go.
No. Okay. Mr. Arbor?
I don't think so, other than since we're rolling so many things from AEA meeting forward, probably my comments on my discussion with respect to my not re-upping for another term here, that could be incorporated into the...
Well, looks like we may have you for one more meeting if we...
Maybe. Yeah. And I, too, mentioned that, you know, I know sometimes it takes a while to get work through the process. I'll stay as long as they... If there's some gap there.
So
be flexible in that.
Great. All right, and I just echo Mr. Sheldon. Please forward my comments to the minutes regarding Ms. Walker's departure. And with that, a motion to adjourn would be in order.
So moved.
Second.
Motion is second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign here. None. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.